1FM 91.3, it's Glenn and the Flying Dutchman, and welcome to another edition of Health Sense, supported by Glen Eagles Hospital. Today, we have colorectal surgeon Dr. Ng Keng Hong with us. Welcome, Doctor.
Thank you for the invitation for me to speak here.
Welcome, now, Doctor. According to the Singapore Cancer Registry, about 1,500 patients are diagnosed with colorectal cancer annually. In Singapore, colorectal cancer is the number one most common cancer in men. One in six.
Wow.
Wow. Is a male patient.
Why do you reckon it's so common?
We're not so sure, but the thing we know about colorectal cancer is that as a country get more and more developed, more and more affluent, the people, the improvement in the diet and all this, and people start to live longer. Mm. And colorectal cancer become the number one cancer.
It's always diet related.
It's always diet, affluence, and the way we are living, sedentary lifestyle, more and more sedentary.
Yeah,
so we see that the highest incidence in colorectal cancer in countries like United Kingdom, United States, and Europe, the more advanced country. You don't see the incidence in very much less developed country. The incidence is very low.
What are the symptoms?
The symptoms of colorectal cancer can be from very benign things like when you go to the toilet, you take a dump, you find that there's blood coming out, simple as that. Or you find that your bowel habit is no longer the same, maybe increasing constipation. Or from a regular guy once a day, become once every 2-3 days, constipation. Or sometimes become once every 3 days, become suddenly once a day. So there's a change in the pattern of the bowel habit.
Oh, it's not frequency, it's just a change in pattern.
Just change in the pattern. Because maybe somebody, for all your life, you've been going to the toilet once every 3 days, and suddenly it goes very regular, once a day.
Yeah.
Something may not be right. So you've got to ask yourself whether there's something wrong with you.
And these are just signs. I mean, it doesn't mean that someone has colorectal cancer.
But
because sometimes I feel like, it could be psychological as well. If someone is constantly having stomach pains and if they start to be bloated, they're a bit more sensitive to certain types of foods, these things might play on their minds as well, and they start to fear that they might be down with something, they might avoid going for a check, and then it's just a spiraling effect. What do you think about
that? This is very correct. What you're describing is what I call irritable bowel syndrome.
Yeah, right.
It's just that sensitive to certain food, coffee, caffeine, curry, chili, and then you get a lot of bloating, discomfort, and all that.
Yes.
And because of all that, because these things are very common, all of us will have some of these symptoms at some point in our life. So people may want to put it off and say, it's just one of those things, chili, or having a change in a diet recently. So people put off their symptoms, and they only come in when the disease gets very advanced. So it's very common to pick up colorectal cancer in the very late stage.
Thank you so much, Dr. Ng. When we come back, I'd like to find out if there's an alternative to a colonoscopy.
Glenn and the Flying Dutchman. Good times. Greatest hits. 1FM 91.3.
1FM 91.3. It's Glenn and the Flying Dutchman. Welcome back to Health Sense. And we have Dr. Ng Keng Hong, who is a colorectal surgeon with Glen Eagles Hospital, Singapore, with us today.
Is there an alternative to a colonoscopy, or is that the...
Of course, there are alternatives to colonoscopy, like what we call a CT colonoscopy. Actually, it's a CT scan. You lie down, there's a machine, it's an X-ray, you take multiple shots of it, and they try to image the colon, reconstruct it in a three-dimensional view, and see whether there's any growth in the colon.
Wow.
CT colonoscopy.
But how safe is that because of the...
There's radiation.
Yes, Glenn, you're right. The most important thing is about this radiation. The radiation dose can be equivalent to about 300 to 400 X-ray in that 10 minutes or 5 minutes. So a lot of people may not want to go for colonoscopy simply because of the radiation dose.
Yeah, yeah.
And also because once you pick up something in the colon, maybe a small polyp, you may still have to go for colonoscopy to have it removed.
Yes.
Okay. Because we all know that it's almost a certain thing that this colon cancer comes from a tiny growth called polyp. And this polyp will take a long time, maybe 5 to 10 years, to become a colon cancer.
Wow.
So there's a precancerous stage whereby you can actually go in and remove it and remove the risk or reduce the risk of colon cancer. This is something very unique because in most of the cancer, like breast cancer, prostate cancer, there's no precancerous stage whereby you can do something about it.
Yes.
But colon cancer has got a precancerous stage. And this precancerous stage are called polyp, and they can be removed during the colonoscopy.
Thank you, Doctor. When we come back, I'll ask Dr. Ng what are some of the best ways to avoid colorectal cancer?
Glenn and the Flying Dutchman. Good times. Greatest hits. 1FM 91.3.
1FM 91.3. It's Glenn and the Flying Dutchman. We are back with colorectal surgeon from Glen Eagles Hospital, Singapore, Dr. Ng King Hong.
We've spoken about diets and in other areas we've spoken about exercise. It seems to be the same no matter what cancer we're talking about. Get the right diet, get enough exercise, and you should be all right. Are there any other ways that we can minimize our chances of developing colorectal cancer?
Well, of course, all the things that you mentioned help to reduce colon cancer, stop smoking, healthy lifestyle, manage your weight, and eat healthy food, eat less of preservative, artificial coloring, and things like that, more natural food or organic food.
Right.
So this will definitely help.
Yeah.
But the most important, we think that to prevent colon cancer is to go for a check, for a screening. That's the most important thing. Because if you want to restrict your life to eating, not eating red meat, not drinking alcohol, not smoking, and it's very difficult to adhere to all this.
You might as well become a hermit.
Yes, you're right.
So even that is not a guarantee.
And that is not guaranteed, because the genetics still play a part.
Right.
Your parents or your siblings or your uncles and aunties has got colon cancer, that increases your risk as well.
Right.
And staying in Singapore itself, in an affluent country, already increase your risk. So it's very difficult to say that just dietary modification, exercise, and all this will definitely reduce your risk to zero.
So are we looking at, again, the same 50 years old, you should go and get a check, or is it younger than that?
For anybody who is asymptomatic, means totally have no symptom at all, you feel everything is fine, 50 years old is the time to start.
Someone who has a family history?
You should start earlier. Maybe as early as 40 years old. Or people with symptoms, like passing blood when you go to the toilet, you know, bowel habits just become irregular, or the sensation of not emptying everything when you go to the toilet. That's not right. Something is not right.
Yeah.
So that these people should try to do it before the age of 50.
Okay.
Yeah. What's the process like before colonoscopy?
Okay. So for colonoscopy, the important thing is that this preparation process. Process that people sometimes heard about it from their friends, relatives, and they get frightened.
Yeah, well, let's hear from a doctor, and then we'll get the truth this time.
All right, okay, so the most important thing is that usually the day before or on the day itself, you need to drink a solution, it's a laxative, and you need to purge. You may need to go to the toilet like 5 to 10 times to get it all cleaned up.
Oh, wow.
Yes, you have gone through that before.
Yeah.
So this is the hurdle.
I've forgotten what it was like.
This is the hurdle whereby people drinking this solution and trying to purge. This is a difficult part because sometimes, you know, having an episode of diarrhea. So this.
Dr. Ng, thank you so much for joining us. Very, very insightful. Thank you.
Thank you.
Join us next week live on Facebook for another informative episode of Health Sense, supported by Glen Eagles Hospital.
Glen and the Flying Dutchman. Good times. Greatest hits. 1FM 91.3.